question of everything.
It's been Agatha all along.
Who's been pulling every evil string?
It's been Agatha all along.
She's insidious. So perfidious that you haven't even noticed. And the pity is
the pity.
And I killed Sparky too.
Hello and good evening.
Welcome to Two of the Possible. It's Rashawn.
And Miss Melanie, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm all right.
Do you have snow where you are?
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
It could be better.
I think my love for snow stems from the fact that I do not ever have to clean it. So I can just enjoy it from the comfort of inside.
Oh, you get lucky.
I mean, apartment living, my friend. And not having to go out to work. So, yes, I'm benefiting this winter and not having to deal with this snow. But it really hasn't been that bad of a winter here in Massachusetts. We only started getting snow in late January, February. So it's really not it's really not that bad. But it is bad down in Texas. Oh my goodness. What's going on?
They were never prepared. They thought because it's Texas, they were not going to get affected, but global warming's a thing.
There's definitely snow in Texas. I mean, not often, but there have been snowstorms in Texas in the past. So I don't know if they just, it's the amount of cold, how long it's been cold, or, you know, they had like thunder, snow, and ice storms. I'm still surprised at how lackluster the infrastructure was in preparation for this.
It's all because of money, and they could have winterized their natural gas pipelines. They could have winterized their wind turbines. They could have prepared for this, but they didn't want to spend the money on the case in point a situation like they're in now happens. And now you have people like AOC and Beto O'Rourke helping Texas, raising money for Texas, and you got Ted Cruz going on vacation in Cancun.
Yeah, you know what? That whole story about Ted Cruz is crazy because how are you gonna blame your daughters? Like, like what? I don't like it. He would win over so much favor from people if he was just real and straight up. But I don't know what game this man is playing, but he is ridiculous. It really is. Well, anyways, while we have been stuck inside, there's been plenty to watch on the old streaming services. So I will say this, you know that I am generally not a fan of scary movies, but yes. Everyone knows that I love Nicolas Cage. Like, I am 100% on board with everything he does because I love that man. So when I found out that he was doing Wally's Wonderland, which is kind of a take on Five Nights at Freddy's, I said I was going to build up the courage to watch it. Now, what I did not know was that it was a comedy horror. So I could have put myself a little more at ease. But it came out this Thursday in theaters and simultaneously on streaming. So I watched it. Are you surprised?
I am surprised.
It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it for the campy, scary movie that it was. Let me just say, Nicolas Cage, yo. listen, he wrecked those animatronics. Like, wrecked them. I'm not gonna like go into too much detail about the plot for those of you who are gonna go watch it. But yeah, I think he has a solid future in doing more films like this.
I like Nick Cage does what like Sam Jackson does. They really like don't say no to movies. They'll do whatever because they're movie people. They're really don't do TV. They really don't do TV at all. I think the only TV that I'll see Nick Cage do is that Tiger King thing. Or is that going to be? I think that's a TV show that he's going to do.
Is it a short series?
Either like a short series and everything, like it's still going to be on television. So
Well,
I'm kind of
streaming, isn't
like,
it going to be on Netflix?
yeah, but it's
Yeah,
still definitely like.
to your point, he is a movie person. He doesn't spoiler for anyone, but he doesn't talk in the whole movie. He says no words, not one word. And it's still some of the best acting I've seen.
So, Oscar?
I mean, I think he should be nominated for something. I don't know if the Oscars are going to do it, but I think he should be nominated for something. The Willy's Wonderland was very well executed for what it was. I mean, it was a horror comedy, and I found myself laughing. I found myself, screaming, obviously, because I'm a big baby, but it had just the right amount of blood and gore that it wasn't, oh, too much for me, the baby, to take. But it was really good. I definitely recommend for folks to, watch it, consume it. It's just something light, really, to watch in these dark times.
That's good to hear. Here, I'll talk again.
Yeah, I definitely, when you get a chance to watch it, or if you do watch it, would love your take on it. I think I have reached my scary movie quota for the year, though. So there won't be anything else.
No, that's something else. Maybe Nick Cage will do another horror movie, then you gotta watch.
Well, they did say if this movie does really well, that they will think about doing a sequel. And they left some strings open to be able to do that. So perhaps, maybe, if Nick's in it, if Mr. Cage is in it, I will do it, but otherwise not. I also got a chance to watch the movie about Fred Hampton, and that was really good.
Told you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I mean, to the point that you made last week, the music in it didn't quite fit the tone. I mean, good music, but I think someone had made the case on Facebook that like Fred had not appreciate what the songs were about, from a existential level. But it was a really good movie, and I think got the name of that actor from Get Out.
Was it Daniel Kaluuya and you have Lakeith Stanfield? They're both in
Yeah,
Get
well,
Out.
Daniel. Yeah, I know. Daniel Kaluuya, he's doing things, and I appreciate it. These British actors are coming over here and really doing great things. And I'm sure we could have a whole conversation about about them, casting of British black actors and not American ones, but that could be a whole separate situation. But when I take a look at the Golden Globe list that came out, what was that, last week or a few weeks ago, I think there are some things missing from the list that didn't get nominated.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that not nominated. I'm just like, Well, this is expected.
What's some things that you think are missing?
Let's go through the list. Do you want to go through nominations and everything else like that, or do you want to go through
Sure. I
key
mean,
ones?
key things that I think that were missed. I mean, there are some things on there that I'm excited for, especially in the TV side, right? So, I really enjoyed The Great and Mrs. America. I even talked about them here on the show, so I was glad to see that they were on the list. But I think that there were other shows that I didn't watch that I think should have been in there. For instance, Lovecraft Country was only nominated for Best Drama Series, but none of the actors were nominated. That's wild to me.
Yep, that is that. That's so much of a snub right there for all those actors who did so much hard work. But like, you get the series, but you don't get none of the actors. I don't see how that works.
Me neither, not one. Like, at least, I mean, Jonathan Majors should have gotten a nomination. And Miss Smollett, and that's not her last name, but her, I don't know what her married name is.
Journey.
Yeah, I know her
Oh,
first
it's
name. Sure, yeah.
Journey.
Yeah,
She's been
Journey.
divorced, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, speaking of divorces, Kim filed papers today.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they've been living apart now for about 6 months anyway, so no surprises. They just had to work out all the legal things. But yeah, I just hope that I don't know. I'm so nervous about Kanye West's mental state. But I mean, I'm sure I hope he just has the support system that he needs to get through whatever is next. But I would
No,
also like to see some new music from him.
I'm good on Kanye. I'm done.
No, you
I'm
gave
not
up.
going
You gave up.
to come back.
You gave up on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm holding out
Unfortunately,
hope.
but
It is. Yeah, I'm holding out hope personally that he makes a turnaround or at least refocuses. I mean, I don't know. I think he just needs. I just hope he gets the help that he needs to figure himself out. But I haven't. I don't know. He's definitely done some things to make me go, ugh, it's really hard to support you, my dude.
yep. But
One of the things I was surprised about with the nominations is I know they had been going back and forth as to whether Hamilton should be nominated because it didn't actually come into theaters at all.
or that is not even a movie because it was shot in 2016.
Yeah, so I found it interesting that they made it eligible. And that they nominated it was nominated for both musical and comedy best motion picture, musical and comedy, but also actor for Lin-Manuel, and I'm flabbergasted.
I don't even know why Lin-Manuel was even nominated. He's not the best actor in that.
Thank you. Thank you. Leslie Odom Jr. should have got the nomination for that movie. Of the of one of you know of one of many people in that show who could have gotten nominated. I'm at a loss. And I know that the thing is like they didn't have a there was not like a whole lot of things to choose from, but I don't really know what the criterion is for the Golden Globes.
I don't know, but I'm like still like wondering. There was a lot of different stuff that was out that could have been nominated, but I'm just like Lin-Manuel, that should have been definitely Leslie Odom Jr. If he didn't get nominated for One Night in Miami, he definitely should have gotten nominated for Hamilton. If you're gonna give that movie a the stage play slash movie a nomination at the Golden Globes. Should have went to him. Said Lin-Manuel. But it's the Hollywood Foreign Press, so.
I don't know. There is also another movie. Okay, so Promising Young Woman got nominated, but there was this another. The movie that handled the same subject matter of dating and dealing with inappropriateness. The Hate You, not The Hate You Give. Is it that? No. What is it called?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I'm trying to think of what it's called. Because I love Promising Young Woman, and that movie deserved to be nominated.
Definitely. I'm not saying it shouldn't have been, but wasn't there a movie with a black lead that had a similar subject matter? We talked about it on this show. I didn't watch it, which is why it's not at the top of my list. But it wasn't nominated, and I think that it probably should have been, given how critically, I know it was difficult for some people to watch because of the subject matter, but I'm just shocked that it didn't get nominated. In any case,
I gotta figure out what this movie is.
You were the one who told us about it. Oh man. Yeah, I didn't watch it because, you know, it was a little rough. But I know that you had said that it was really good. In any case, anything else you think was missing?
Yes. Picture. Why is Regina King nominated for director but not best picture?
I get that you nominated
a lot of women this year for best director, but where is the, if you're getting nominated for best director, they should be also nominated for best picture. I don't get the difference.
I'm in agreement with you there. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good question. I'm doing the usual. I'm voting for everyone black. I hope John Boyega wins one as well. I know he's nominated for Small Axe for his Red, White, and Blue. And that one. That's a really good story in those Small Axe films. And I kind of feel like the trial of Chicago 7 shouldn't be there. And
why?
I feel like the Mangrove by Steve McQueen should have been there instead. It's a better drama courtroom film instead of that one. And it's dealing with kind of like you having dealing with oppression, and you having black people versus the police, and having the Mangrove Nine dealing with these racist cops and everything, trying to stop them and saying that they had a peaceful protest and everything else like that with their case. So I felt like Stephen Queen's movie was more powerful compared to Aaron Sorkin's.
Gotcha. I see. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but I think we'll see who comes out of this with the awards. It's a little telling what gets nominated and what doesn't, though. That's definitely the takeaway every year from these award shows. Wow. Which I haven't actually watched an award show. It's got to be like 5 years now. I just see the nominations and then see the winters, you know, the day after, because it's just not, I don't have that much of a, I don't know, it's just not something that I holds much weight with me. However, I know that it is very helpful for a lot of actors' careers to be nominated. Speaking of TV shows, let's get into WandaVision. Did you watch this latest episode?
Yes, I did.
All right. So, spoilers ahead for those of you who have not seen it yet, because it is still it did just come out. I am just happy to say that my prediction or my thought was confirmed that Agatha, it was Agatha all along. Agnes is confirmed as Agatha Harkness, and she is the one who has been doing things around the town. I loved that switch and how they played it. It's a whole different show within the show. Yeah, I am happy to know that our inklings were right.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did the reveal this episode. Also, I need people to stop sharing that one meme, that one photo and everything to talk about. Kevin Feige said it was going to be an hour for these last three. It's from an old interview when they first said show might be 6 hours long, but it's not 6 hours long.
I mean, I definitely need more than the 30 minutes they keep giving us. Like, I'm really hoping these last two episodes are a little longer. I feel like there's, I mean, I guess it's because of my expectation of what I still feel like we need to see as far as wrapping up this season. But I think that I need more than 30 minutes. Like, we got a lot this episode, though. We definitely got a lot. We got Darcy. We got to see what she became inside of the Hex. And her Vision waking her up and getting a clearer understanding of what was going on. We got Monica coming into her full powers. Was that scene not dope?
No, awesome. Finally, finally having her powers. And so, is she going to be Spectrum, or is she going to be Photon?
That is the question, right? I don't know. I'm really at a loss. I do not know what they're going to choose as far as if she's going to be Photon or Spectrum. But I kind of wish that they would use Photon as, you know, a callback to her mom. But, I mean, she really could be either at this point.
Yeah. But
I love that it was based on The Office. Because I know we all kept saying, because from the previews, like Modern Family. But I told, like, when we got the music for the credits, I was like, oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's it was The Office, it was Modern Family, and the beginning credits, the way they patterned after is after Happy Endings, short-lived ABC, show.
Yes. That is definitely the vibe that I got. And then the Agatha show at the end gave me Munster vibes. The Munsters.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to know where the kids are. Where did Agatha take the children? Because they're definitely not downstairs. Like, I've been waiting for Agatha's reveal. But to know that not only does she have the children, she's in control of Pietro. Oh, Pietro is not Pietro. Like, actually, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she did pluck him out from somewhere else and just is mind controlling him, or if she just created him.
I'm going plucked him out from somewhere else and just mind controlling. only because of the commercial. I forget what it is.
Nexus.
Because of the
Nexus.
Nexus, yes. Yeah, because Nexus referring to the Nexus of the multiverse and everything else like that.
Yeah, anybody who has Nexus powers can move universe to universe. I loved the commercial. I think it was perfectly fitting. And we noticed that Wanda was actually using the Nexus medicine. Like, we saw her taking the pills.
It's funny. That commercial is way too real.
Listen, I was wondering when we would get around to a depressing, a depression commercial, because there's so many of them on those, and the bladder commercials are always on TV. But I think it's great that they were able to call out the Nexus. And I mean, maybe, you know, we know now that, you know, Agatha has powers to move through dimensions, and Scarlet Witch does. And I wonder if that would, that opens the door to other Nexus characters, or characters who have that same power. I mean, for one, Kang the Conqueror does. He can also move through dimensions and time zones.
Yep, we have that. You have stuff that's happening in the Loki series.
Because... yes, Loki, yeah, and then maybe Loki's also one of those people. Yeah, this opens the door to so much. Let's take a listen to what our audience member said.
See, I felt like she turned them into the rabbit and the locust or whatever on the curtain, because when Wanda looked at them, like, and then she said, where's the kid? Where are the kids? So I thought that was kind of a weird timing.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that too. I was that bug definitely freaked me out, because I don't remember seeing any other bugs. But I think what triggered Wanda was she noticed the food that was like half eaten, and the show that was on, but didn't see her kids. Yo, Gabba Gabba. Yeah, so I thought it was like, but true. I really hope she didn't turn the kids into other things, but I still need to know. I guess the open question is, are the kids real? Like, are they, you know, are they were they created? Because if they were, they would be the first born mutants in the MCU. I mean, to our knowledge, be the first born mutants in the MCU.
Yeah, or they could be dead.
Oh, did you notice the wanted picture on the milk carton?
Yeah, the one missing child.
Yeah. I'm a little worried now about all those kids that showed up last episode. Like, I said they were sleeping, but could she have plucked them from somewhere else?
I think they're probably still sleeping, because we saw kids in this one too, during crossing the road.
Yeah, they're still there. I'm just wondering. I just hope that she didn't steal children. But then again, Agnes could be the one who might have stolen children. Because then with that line she had about the fact that she's bitten children before, like, she's bit a child before, like, yo, mad creepy vibes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't know, did she eat them?
Did no! She devour them
for their power?
No, please, no. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. You know what I did like, though? Wanda's power is red. Agnes's power is purple. And when Monica powers up, it's blue.
Yep.
And I loved how the fact that they showed us that when Wanda tried to blast her away this time, she was able to counter it with her own power. So I'm like, is she on the same level as Wanda?
I'm not sure she's there yet. She's gonna have to learn how to control her power, but she has her power now, and we'll probably see her in full swing in Captain Marvel 2.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Let me take a listen to what our listeners are saying.
Yeah, she killed a dog, so I wouldn't put it past her stealing some children.
Yeah, listen, at the end of the song where she was like, and I killed Sparky too. Like, oh my, like, really? Really? Like, that's what we're doing right now? Like, she's
I saw that.
all in on
I just heard Keanu cocking his gun, like, where she's at? Where is she?
Oh no, it's not his dog. Oh man, I'm mad she killed that dog though. And then she kill it to like see if Wanda was going to revive it and bring it back to life because because it seemed like that's what her focus was. But Wanda was like, "Yeah, no, I don't do that. I can't do that." And it's like, how could she say that she can't do it if she brought back Vision, unless she's not the one who did.
Well, Vision is more of like a vibranium species, so he's not human. Like, that's the difference. And I know that like Wanda's powers was connected to the Mind Stone, so probably because she had the connection to the Mind Stone, it's easier for her to bring back a creation of the Mind Stone instead of an actual person and being. Compared to like Pietro, like if she wanted to really bring back Pietro, she probably couldn't. Or if she wanted to bring back Tony Stark, revive him, she probably couldn't. Or even her parents, Black Widow, like any of the people who died. Like if she really tried with all her power, she might not be able to get to that point.
I mean, I think even though we see Agnes and Agnes is taking responsibility for all of the things that happened, I still don't think it's just Agnes. I still think that Agnes is working with or for someone. I think she was sent here or paired with Wanda to do things, but I still think, Mephisto is still an option as like another big bad. Especially, I guess what I'm harping on too is the fact that Paul Bettany said that there was a big name coming and that we still haven't seen that big name yet.
I am telling you only because of what Darcy had emailed to Jimmy Woo, and seeing that Hayward was doing what I said, was trying to bring back Vision
Yes.
and create
Yes.
another AI. I am
Yeah.
telling you, he's gonna bring back Ultron on accident, and Ultron's gonna be.
No. No, although Vision's whole thing about who am I, like realizing that he was part Jarvis, part Ultron, and he doesn't know who he is because she like wiped his memory. I mean, he did die, so perhaps like he just doesn't have any memories before being reanimated. I really, he seems more dangerous now. Like I mean, I don't remember him getting angry before. I don't remember Vision ever showing anger, just like determination. Like he's shown like anger. And I'm just concerned that like I don't want you to be right. I don't want Ultron unless it's gonna be like good Ultron, which is there's not a lot there.
Nope, and I feel like we're gonna get Ultron. I feel like this is gonna lead into Armor Wars, that it's gonna have that's dealing with Rhodey and Riri Williams, and I'm just gonna be like, told you.
Well, we'll see. I don't think it's gonna be Ultron. I would like to see some tie-in to another property like X-Men or Fantastic Four, but I don't know. They definitely gave us a lot in this episode, in this 32-minute episode. It's so angering. It's so, oh, the post-credit scene. It's the first time they had one.
You know why they did it now? It's only because this is when we would all start doing post credits in this time period.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. that we started doing post credits in the 2000s, in the aughts. Exactly. I mean, they were like, they were post credits before. Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off had post credits. That was the '80s.
Yeah, but we didn't get it like frequently with like Marvel movies. Like every single time, like, oh, Marvel movie, like you have to stay to the end, and people would always get up and leave. I'm like, I don't know why you're leaving. There's always a scene at the end.
And the thing is, like, I stayed through the credits even before post credits were a thing because I always wanted to know what the song titles were, and they always put the songs at the very end of the credits. So I used to stay. So I lucked out doing that. And also sometimes, like, with the animated films, they would have cool, like, backgrounds and stuff during the end credits. So it was another excuse to, or another reason to stay put. But yeah, no, I don't know how people just like, especially after, you know, by the 10th MCU movie, why are you getting up? To your point, like, why are you getting up? Do you not know what's going to happen next? Everyone should know.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what do you think, Agatha wants with Wanda now that she has her and the kids in her clutches?
It's obvious. I think she wants the power. I think she wants Wanda's power to feel her own power. Or maybe she just wants chaos.
But I guess perhaps she could just want chaos. I can get with that. I don't think it can just be power, because why would she make her create this whole big thing and include all these other humans? If all she wanted was Wanda's power, I feel like she could have lulled her into a sense of security like she has and then taken from her. It's been going on for a very long time. And I feel like part of the reason she's stepping in now is because Monica's there.
Yeah, and maybe it's more of like she needs Wanda to use her power more often to siphon it. And it's kind of like the yo magic, like, you need something in order to get something. So Wanda keeps using her power, and Agatha just drains it along the way.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So, okay, two more episodes. And then after that, it is Falcon and Winter Soldier. What else do we have on the slate for the MCU this year?
All right, so we got Falcon Winter Soldier. Then after that, we go on to Black Widow. 2 weeks after Black Widow's
been premiered, that movie's not coming out.
It's coming out. It's going to come out on it's going to come out theaters and Disney Plus for like $30.
It better come out on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Then 2 weeks after that, we're getting the Loki series. So we'll be good with that one. Then after the Loki series, we're getting Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi is this year?
Yep, Shang-Chi is this year. So is Eternals.
Oh my goodness, they're spoiling us. They are spoiling us. I didn't realize Eternals was also this year, and Shang-Chi. Wasn't that supposed to come out in February, though?
No, Eternals is it was supposed to come out in February, but everything got pushed back. That's why we have WandaVision right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder how much had to change with the other properties because they had to move, or because they could move WandaVision up. Like, I'm sure, like, some of the pushback was because they couldn't finish filming or start filming for some of those other things. But I wonder why Black Widow is so easily to move around. Do we not need it as a plot progressive piece?
That's probably the reason why. There's probably something in there that connects either to Shang-Chi or connects to the Eternals.
And
I believe with Black Widow, Florence Pugh's character, once her probably taking over, is also going to be in the Hawkeye series that also comes out this year as well. So I felt like it's going to be like that integral part of like, you need this one here because it fits into this puzzle, and something that happens in this puzzle connects to this puzzle, and that one connects to this puzzle, and so on and so forth. It's like, we can't break up the system of movies. We could probably break up the system of TV shows because we could work around that. But when it comes down to movies, we need them in order. So having Black Widow come out, you go right into Loki. Loki is going to be, I think, 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Then that goes into Shang-Chi, which is July 9th. Then from Shang-Chi, we're going to get What If, the What If series that they've made, the animated one, get episodes a week. Then after What If, you go right into Ms. Marvel. And after Ms. Marvel, you go right into The Eternals. And from The Eternals, you go right into the Hawkeye series. And by the time the Hawkeye series is done, we'll be at Boba Fett.
Oh my god. There's so much, and I'm so excited for all of it. I'm so excited for all of it. I mean, I don't know. They are doing what needs to be done, I think. I trust what they're doing. At the same time, what about, you mentioned Boba Fett. So what about Star Wars? I hear that Rain is still working on the next trilogy.
Yeah, his trilogy probably will not come out until 2026, around there.
Oh my gosh, it's not so far away.
I know, but you got to make time. You got to make sure, because they're trying to do the one thing that they didn't do with the other one. A cohesive story. Have them write all three. All three's done. Then make the movies. Because that's why you got like Patty Jenkins with her movie, Taika Waititi with his movie. Then you'll have Rian Johnson with his movies. Because
did you mention Thor?
Oh, Thor? Oh, that one's not coming out until 2022.
Oh, boo. I'm looking forward to that one though. I want to see Jane wield the hammer.
I do as well. I also want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for the next Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you think we're going to see Groot at another age, or is it going to just be within the timeline?
We probably might see him at another age, because we'll probably see him, we'll definitely see him in Thor Love and Thunder. Then by the time we get to the other Guardians, he might be
full-grown adult Groot.
Maybe. That'd be nice.
It would be very nice. Because I want to see him and Rocket team up again.
Yeah, full circle.
Yeah.
But Guardians, I know Jane's going to take his time with that one, because he is a busy person, because he's filming his Peacemaker series for HBO Max, for the series following John Cena's character in the Suicide Squad. And I think that's 8 episodes. They're filming up in Vancouver during that one. And that one might actually be multiple seasons as well, so we might get him surviving the Suicide Squad movie. What else? Did you see the Cruella trailer?
Yes, I am. I don't know. Because of all of the villains who could have a sympathetic backstory, she does not strike me as one. Like, I appreciated in Maleficent how they were able to turn it into more than her just being mad that she got snubbed for an invite. But how do you explain Cruella's evil? It looks like a I came from the bottom and now I'm here situation. But I would like to know how they're going to explain the puppies. But it looks interesting. I don't know if Emma Stone's my favorite, in all honesty, but the movie looks really interesting.
Yeah. Hey, oh, watching this. This looks interesting. I feel sympathetic here. I feel like she will go to the end of the day, but we're really seeing what turned her into the world we know that 100 down.
Yeah, I hope that I hope. Yeah, I think that that's definitely what we're gonna see her origin as to why she turned nasty. But I mean, there it looks like a really adult movie, so I'm excited for it. All the live actions I think are interesting. I'm honestly, I need to see the Ursula one. If they don't have that in the works, they need to get it together.
I mean, they're working on that Little Mermaid movie now with Halle Bailey. So,
Yeah, but I think that's just a live action of Little Mermaid. I want to know Ursula's story. I mean, maybe they'll put it into that movie. I don't know. But I want
yeah,
Ursula's
because
story from her point of view.
maybe after as like you do like a sequel and something else like that, and you get it from Ursula's perspective instead.
I would like that. I would like, but yeah, but I did see that trailer and I was excited. And coming soon in March, we have Raya and the Last Dragon. Disney is just doing a lot, and I'm here for all of it, honestly.
Well, Disney's been busy. Like, they've been they got Raya and the Last Dragon. They got all this Marvel stuff. They fired Gina Carano,
Oh my
and
goodness. So, okay, let's get into that a little bit. So she was fired last week, and it's real, like, she didn't have to be. Like, she could have apologized for any number of the nonsense things that she spouted, but she refused and instead wants to feel like her voice is being stifled. But I think perchance the lady does not understand that free speech does not mean free of consequence.
exactly. And she just go and keep doing what they kept on warned her. I believe said that Disney warned her time, told her agency should be we words. Agency said no summer. Disney went back to them again when she put something else about election and everything else like that. That was when she's off the press and promote to the Mandalorian. We got
Yeah,
it.
they took her
We
off the
don't need you.
they took her off the press junkets so that she wouldn't say nonsense things on their dime or on their time, I should say. And then, I mean, all of her coworkers tried to tell her, like, hey, just chill, cool up, cool it. Because even Pedro Pascal said some things that were a little like cringy, but he knew how to apologize.
But even with that, it's more of like when you've Pedro saying it, he knows how to word it correctly. When Gina's saying it, he's like, she's not like it, even though she should get it. She took 4 years of psychology. She's like she was a psychology major in college. I mean, like you're not a dumb individual. You're a very smart person. family's rich. Like, you have money. Yeah. Like, your family has 3/4 of $1 billion in casino money. So, I'm a very rich family. And you yourself are a very smart person. But that your actions and thinking that you say in line right now going to hurt you in the long run, because it does. And we've been seeing that a lot lately with a lot of people. We don't hear nothing on social media about Chris Pratt. It's why Letitia Wright had to delete the whole entire social media presence because her mouth was getting her in trouble on Twitter and everything she was saying about vaccinations and that video that she had tweeted out that was just horrible about you should get vaccinated and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. I definitely think that other people who work within, you know, Disney's rank have run into trouble with things that they've said on social media or things they've said in press. And they, you know, once you get that tap from Uncle Mickey to like, hey, cool it down, you really should listen. I mean, you're just shooting yourself in the back. You're shooting yourself in the foot and dropping the bag. And there's no need for that, especially when, like, a lot of it comes down to contracts and whatever they write in their contracts about their behavior. But at the same time, how difficult is it to put out one of those non-apologies and then just shut your mouth for a little bit? Like, how difficult is that?
It's not that difficult. And when you're making $50,000 an episode, maybe keep quiet and just like just let certain things go. You need to like take your political and everything like that and just keep it offline. Keep that to yourself. Put it out there like that. But if you're going to put it out there, you take that. It's like that's why you have like certain conservatives like Chris Pratt. Like, I think he had one social media incident and he never had another one again because Disney talked to him. And it's like, you're not going to mess up this money. You're not going to mess up millions of dollars because of your values in being a conservative. And
yeah, I definitely think that there are ways in which you can, you know, still feel authentic to whatever your beliefs are and not mess up your bag. But Gina clearly did not know how to do that and just continued to push the buttons. I'm not mad at her being fired. I am upset at the movement it created with people not understanding how free speech works in an open market, or, you know, trying to turn it into some kind of feminist issue when that is 100% not the case. But, you know, good luck to her and whatever she feels like doing next. I hear she signed on to do a movie with Ben Shapiro. I don't even, girl, have fun. But Disney definitely had to cut that tie, so I'm glad that they did. Definitely glad that they did.
It's for the best right now. They said there's no plans of recapture, and the way they basically not like firing her, it's more of like, oh, she's not gonna renew her contract for season 3. So,
and like, I'm sure that there's ways to do. Gone. I'm sure there's ways to do the story without her. So it's all good. All right. So what else will you be watching this week as we wait for the next episode of WandaVision?
I gotta see. I think there's a few Korean and Japanese live action series on Netflix I gotta watch that look really interesting. Interesting in the sci-fi, and I want to check them out. Possibly some new Hulu series. I saw like a couple that just came out, so I might want to check them out as well. I still need some more stuff from Disney Plus.
They just put out a new, well, maybe not the kind of things that you like, but they have a couple of new documentaries up and a series. What was that series called? There's a new short movie that's on there as well. But Cinderella was put out, so you can rewatch that if you haven't seen Cinderella with Brandy in a while. Good thing to round out Black History Month with.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Color of Friendship yet?
I have not watched The Color of Friendship yet. It is still on my list, but I will
All
get
right.
to it. I'm doing better about seeing new things, but yeah, no, I definitely will watch that. And I need to, oh, I am going to watch American Gods and catch up on that, so I'll have more feedback on that next week, because I do want to see what's going on. I've heard some interesting things. I just didn't get to it this week, but I definitely want to see what's going on and how close have they stuck to the second half of the book. So yeah, I am gonna check that out.
All right. I think that's about it because I think what Golden Globe should be soon. We'll see how that turns out. I think that's in like
Indeed.
the next 2 weeks.
Oh,
And
yay. The one last thing I wanted to say about Disney was there were some talks that they might, the petition to bring Johnny Depp back into the fold might be working.
oh,
But we
good.
will have to see. Yeah, there is a glimmer of hope that he might yet come back. And he is supposed to be making some movies with Tim Burton, so I'm pulling for Johnny. I definitely am pulling for Johnny. But yeah, I think we definitely have there's stuff out there in the streaming world, but I have to expand my circle of
Horizon.
influence. Yes, my horizons, that's the correct word. And I have definitely been slimping on checking out what HBO has, and I know that they have some good stuff over there.
Yeah, there is. I've seen two trailers for two different series. One series reminds me of the like John Carpenter's The Thing, with them being like in the being in the Arctic, people leave, you come back, and people are missing. They're looking for other people. That looks like that's going to be a limited series on HBO Max. And then there's another one that reminds me of Euphoria. But I've been kind of shocked lately with all these like young adult series that HBO's been doing. And kind of seeing and stuff like they're so good. I'm like, each one, I was like, yeah, Euphoria, We Are Who We Are Now, and these other one, and then when I'm like, it's working out. And I just like HBO Max is becoming one of my favorite streaming services. And it's
Okay.
kind of shocking.
Why are you shocked? HBO's been making good. Oh, it was I May Destroy You. I said it was Netflix, but it was HBO. I
Yes,
May
I may
Destroy You
destroy.
did not
Yes.
get any nominations, and some people are saying that it should have.
Yes, it should have, because that series is amazing, and that TV series is great, and the lead actress. It's still my choice for Storm if they ever get to, whenever they get to Storm.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it full circle for those of you who've been listening from the beginning. But yes, we will catch up. I will catch up on some of those things that you mentioned from HBO Max. That's what I will do in my spare time while waiting for WandaVision. Well, we would also love to hear what you guys are listening to out there in cyber world. So hit us up on our social medias, 2AP Studios on Instagram and Twitter, and 2 in a Possible on Facebook. Leave us some comments, some likes, some reviews, and let us know what you think. Also, if you follow us on any of those channels, you will also see when our next recording is going to be, because we use Stereo so that you can interact with us live. So you can download Stereo and join the conversation. But yeah, we definitely look forward to hearing your ideas around what's going to happen next with WandaVision, what's going on with the MCU in this phase 4 timeline, and what else you guys have been watching. Because there's some good stuff out there, and we need to do something during this continued quarantine.
Yep.
Or just panorama. Just kidding.
Well, we will see you guys next week, but this has been Rashawn.
And Miss Melanie.
And we're out.
Night. Night.